This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
Hi, this is Mark Cook at AirVenture 2008, reporting for AvWeb and Kit Planes. I'm standing here this morning with Dennis Racine. I have to look at his card because he's got a new title. It's Director of Marketing and Program Management and a tent setter-upper and whatnot. But, of course, we're at an air show, so we all kind of chip in. The subject this morning is the IO390 certified engine, which you guys are working on. Obviously a derivative of a 390 experimental version, which I happen to own. Tell us a little bit about that program on the certification side.
Well, good morning, Mark. As you can imagine, when we launched the 390 to the marketplace in 2002, we had a lot of questions about Lycoming getting into the experimental market and the 390 and a new engine. And then the third and fourth questions were always, when are you going to certify it? When's it coming? When can we get it? So we decided to get into a certification program at the beginning of 2008 with the 390, and we're looking for certification to be complete in the November 2008 timeframe.
Well, obviously, it's a certified engine's a little bit different animal than an experimental engine. What are the differences between this and the current experimental engine that you guys have been offering through Thunderbolt?
There's a few slight differences. We have gone with the precision fuel system. Mm-hmm. We've gone with a slightly different induction pipe arrangements, tuned slightly differently. There's a little different setup valve-wise in the head, and we went with a slightly different crankshaft final detail.
Now, I understand that the certification requirements say, you know, the horsepower has to fall within a certain range of minus zero, essentially, to plus 5%. Did this dictate some of the changes to the engine?
It did, and again, you know, we wanted to in particular with the fuel system, you had to go with a fuel system that was certified, and we also wanted to make sure that the first model outside the gate was definitely 210 plus 5.
Sitting outside the tent here, we have a Cessna Cardinal that has a 390 in it. That was part of your STC program. Tell me a little bit about that program.
Well, Lycoming also, in conjunction with getting the 390 certified, we developed and launched Monday a new product line known as the Echelon brand of factory STCs. Again, after the customers asked us, when are we going to certify the 390 in particular, when is it going to be available for my Cardinal, when is it going to be available for my Mooney, when is it going to be available for my such and such and such. So there's a lot of research and analysis and talking with customers and owner groups. In particular, the Cardinal owner group was gracious enough to host me and our team at the fly-in last year in Winter Haven, and we discussed the possibility of a program like this and their interest and is it something they'd be interested in, what were they looking for, and we chose to go with the Cardinal. We worked a joint development program with McCulley and with Cessna as sister companies. A lot of the feedback I was getting back from the customers were, we need better performance, however we also need a competitive price and availability. I was told that the availability for STCs is that the customers were interested, they didn't know where they could get them. And if a customer was in San Jose and the STC was available in the Northeast, they wouldn't fly their airplanes that far. There was just seemed to be a gap in the process. So working with McCulley, of course, the Cardinal has a McCulley prop, so we had to do the vibe survey work with McCulley. And working with Cessna, where with the Cardinal, the STC will be distributed exclusively through the Cessna Service Center network.
So obviously, this is a good candidate for any airplane that has an angle valve IO360 already in it. What are some of the other airplanes you're looking at?
We're looking at a number of other airplanes across a number of other engine families. The 390 is not the only one. There's a legacy fleet out in the marketplace. A lot of people want to upgrade the firewall forward, not just the power plant. And we're looking at, you know, a lot of different airplanes with the 360s, with the smaller 360s, even with the 540s. We're looking at a number of different airframes, talking to a number of different owner groups, trying to gauge interest, and we're running timelines and seeing where how we can get there the fastest. And it's at this show, it's been very, very well received. And from the Cardinal group, I've been working with Keith Peterson and the guys at Cardinal, the Cardinal Flyer organization. They've been astounded.
Well, that sounds great. Have a last question for you. Any idea what the pricing structure is going to look like, or is it too early to tell?
It's too early to tell, but again, we heard loud and clear that price cost was very important, and that's one of the reasons why when we launch this program on Monday, we will not only have a new 390 available, but the customer will also have the option to buy a factory rebuilt 390. So again, we're working with cost in mind, and with the prop as well, we were able to work with McCulley to certify the existing two-blade prop on the airframe, so the customer doesn't have to buy a new prop. Again, there are new props out there that would probably give better performance than the current three-blade, but we had that the cost in mind. The customer can upgrade, can keep their prop. If it's close to overhaul, it's going to be recommended that they overhaul it. But if the customer has a recently overhauled prop on their 360, they'll be able to put it on the 390 and go fly.
Well, that sounds great. It certainly a boon to those who have Cardinals and Moonies and whatnot and looking for a little extra performance.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning. We've been talking to Dennis Racine, Director of Marketing and Product Management at Lycoming. This is Mark Cook reporting from AirVenture 2008.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.